5 days before the general election, and all indications are that the presidential race is still a dead heat. Neither candidate has been able to establish a comfortable lead, particularly in those much-talked-about battleground states. In Florida, the site of the contested recount of 2000, interest, activism, and projected turnout are all up, and the state appears to be as evenly divided as it was 4 years ago. NPR national correspondent Mara Liasson went to Tampa this week and sat down with a group of voters to talk about their choice for president.
In Florida, people have been casting their votes since last Monday when the polls opened for early voting. The votes won't be counted until next Tuesday, but in the Tampa area, a bellwether region where registration is almost perfectly split between Democrats and Republicans, neither party has any edge in the numbers of votes cast so far. And that, says political scientist Susan McManus, suggests a very tight race.
The early figures show that Democrats and Republicans alike are wildly popular about early voting, and the numbers are neck and neck, just like the polls. And that's because each party has made early voting a key part of their get-out-the-vote strategy. People are being bombarded with calls saying vote early or vote absentee. And it's coming from all sides. It's coming from parties. It's coming from interest groups. I've never seen anything like it in all my years of watching Florida politics.
The Valencia Gardens restaurant in Tampa is a hangout for judges and politicos, and on Monday night for four ordinary Florida voters who came to eat Spanish food and explain their choice for president. Julie Barrow, who runs a small computer software business, says terrorism is her top issue. She fits the profile of what pollsters this year are calling security moms.
I feel like we would be safer with Bush in there because I think that we know where he stands, where Kerry seems to flip-flop on the issues. And, you know, I know Bush gets a lot of heat for what he's done in the Middle East, but now that it's done, someone has to stand firm. And, you know, I'm worried that Kerry wouldn't be firm enough. And it does, you know, it worries me they could do something again over here, or like what happened in Russia at the school. That's a great concern to me.
Events like the school hostage siege in Beslan in September and, of course, 9/11 are driving Julie's vote. For Frank DeMaio, an insurance company lawyer and Kerry supporter, the issues are different.
Obviously, terrorism is something that I think that we have to pay attention to, but, you know, also at home we have to take care of our business at home. And, you know, I look at, you know, health insurance, the cost of, you know, just having it. It's almost like you need a two-income family. Just even one can pay for the health insurance. You know, the middle class squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. You know, they gave it a tax break, and really, where did that money go? I mean, if you look at what the gas price is alone, it's crippling to people. You know, I mean, that's like another tax to me.
The economy in Florida and in this part of Florida is doing better than other battleground states, but not good enough for DeMaio or for Jennifer Grimmer, a homemaker who cares about issues like prayer in school. That would seem to make her ripe for an appeal from George W. Bush, whose campaign is paying careful attention to social conservatives like her. But Grimmer is leaning to Kerry because her family is having trouble making ends meet.
Everything has went up. A woman was talking about a gallon of milk, you know. Like 4 years ago, it wasn't nowhere near what it is now. It's almost $4 for a gallon of milk now. That's just crazy. Before, you know, it was like maybe $3. Maybe 4 years ago, $3 really. And everything's just gone crazy.
Jennifer's family doesn't have health insurance because they can't afford it, so she's willing to give John Kerry a chance to do the things he's promised to do on health care.
Just going to make it more affordable for middle class people and cheaper drugs sent from Canada. Yeah, there's a lot of people that can't afford their own prescriptions right now.
President Bush has a special relationship to Florida because his brother Jeb is the governor here, and Jeb is very popular, with approval ratings almost 20 points higher than his brother's. But that hasn't translated into a comfortable lead for the president, and that's simply because, Florida analysts say, Florida voters do not base their choice for president on a candidate's relatives. Re-election campaigns are referendums on the incumbent president. And in Florida, this election will turn on what voters think about President Bush's record, not on Jeb Bush's record. Even Kerry supporters, like Frank DeMaio, describe their vote as more of a vote against Bush than for Kerry.
I think it really started when he got in the back of a fighter jet and landed on an aircraft carrier and told me, mission accomplished, when there was no mission accomplished. I mean, I knew then that there was no mission accomplished. So I knew that was just bogus, and it was just a photo op. And that kind of irritated me a little bit. And, you know, we've lost over 1,000 soldiers over there.
Although Kerry has convinced many voters he would be an acceptable alternative to the current commander-in-chief, the argument he's used more than any other did not work for Jason Rautman, a recent college graduate and a Bush supporter.
I don't like the fact that he kept bringing up that he was a Vietnam vet. I mean, that was just driving me crazy. And then I kept hearing over and over again about how, you know, Bush made a mistake going into Iraq and how, oh, there was no weapons of mass destruction. I just think that the overall consensus of the country at that time was that we need to get these people, we need to get in there, we need to figure out what's going on. And Saddam Hussein was kind of like a big part of that.
The war on terror and the war in Iraq are the clearest dividing lines in this race. Support the war and you probably support the president, just like Jason Rautman. Jason has seen an ad the Bush campaign is running showing a pack of wolves meant to represent terrorists. Republicans say voters responded to this ad more strongly than any other they tested.
I think that he's a good leader. Changing over to Kerry, you know, the whole wolves commercial is kind of if we show weakness, then it's just inviting them to come over here.
That's what they want. They want Bush to be voted out, and I don't want to give in to what they want, you know. I think it's terrible to change presidents right in the middle of all this. I think it would be a big mistake.
In the closing days of the presidential campaign, this is President Bush's fundamental argument. One of his latest ads closes with a tagline meant to cause voters pause just before they touch the screen for Kerry. It says, "Alone in the booth, why take the risk?" The Bush campaign is counting on finding enough voters like Jason Rautman and Julie Barrows who think it would be too risky to change horses in the middle of the war on terror. The Kerry campaign is counting on finding enough voters like Jennifer Grimmer and Frank DeMaio who believe conditions at home and abroad are so bad that it's time for a change. Mara Liasson, NPR News.